Good morning, friends. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I've got Mary and Martha on my mind this morning, thinking first about Martha, who was so distressed and irritated and felt like the help she needed in order to do what she needed to do was lacking. So there was a sense of lack, there was a sense of people not caring, you know, that brought up upset and anger in her. And she goes to Jesus and she says, "Tell her to help me." And of course, Jesus says that Mary, who is sitting happily at his feet listening, has chosen the better part. So in other words, help was already there. And what was most important was fully present. But the challenge was that Martha wasn't present to it. Her mind wasn't available to Jesus. She wasn't really receiving the full breadth and gift of his presence because she was preoccupied with her duties and trying to live up to perhaps the social expectation of the day. But that is what people did, was making others welcome and sharing hospitality, and she found a lot of effort required to do that. And Jesus said, "That's taking you away from the most important thing." So that brings to mind for me, you know, the constant balance between doing and being in our very active world, and how we might find that sense of peace and ease, awareness of presence, even in the midst of the tasks that we need to do each day. And I found these words of Isaac Pennington, who is, of course, a favorite of mine. He writes, "Therefore, there is to be a waiting in silence till the Spirit of the Lord move to speak and also give words to speak. For we are not to speak our own words or in our own wisdom or time, but the Spirit's words in the Spirit's wisdom and time," which is when he moves and gives to speak. So perhaps that's something we can carry with us today, that all can be done in the manner of waiting silence and stillness and worship even through our day. If we're waiting for God's presence to stir us and lead us to action, and in those moments when we're not being inspired, to just rest quietly and absorb his being and listen. Thank you, friends. Have a good day.